Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You know, the fact that somebody prays in tongues, another one doesn't pray in tongues, it will not be important. It will not separate us. It will not make me have my own denomination and you your own. In fact, we'll find ourselves going across the denominations, loving across the denominations, assisting one another, helping, supporting one another across the people in a community who are born again will help one another to a point that others who are not born again will start realizing that, but these people may care for one another as if they are family. That's what Christ was saying when he was saying, these who are obeying the Father, they are my mother, they are my brother,
yes,
they are my sister. Mm. Why? Because now we relate with the affection, fondness, which is demonstrated only in those who are family while they are still young. And hear me, my brother. And hear me well, because this is also something which I've experienced. While we are young, we love one another as family.
Mm.
But when we grow into adulthood, the conflicts that arise, especially if the adults who are the patriarch and matriarch die,
yeah,
suddenly we become
sworn enemies.
Fierce,
yeah.
Fierce enemies, my brother. But you know, you sit there, you ask yourself, I know these people. I know that. I don't understand what has come over them, over a piece of a wall.
Mm.
They are ready to tear one another apart over a cardboard box.
Nice.
And then, if we are born again, and we demonstrate such kind of behavior, it's not only just that we are doing ourselves wrong, we are actually doing the gospel of Jesus Christ wrong, because we are painting an image which is not of Yeshua HaMashiach, which is not of Abba, Elohim.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
And exactly what you are saying, as you were speaking earlier on, that many will look at it and say, I can't join these kind of people.
Mm.
They are worse than I am where I am. At least I know myself. I know what kind of horrible thing I am. But these guys, they also like to speak as if they are high there. But look at how they conduct. And you see that thing is brought about because we have neglected what we are called to do,
which is
to live according to the word of God and the spirit of God.
Yeah.
And we have neglected to hold onto the head, our head, Yeshua HaMashiach, so that, you know, in Ephesians, from verse 11, which we like about the fivefold, chapter 4, verse 11, fivefold, what?
Mm.
You come down with it. You come down even up to 16. And I love 16 because in 15 and 16, it says something so powerful. It says we must, you know, like breathe truth in love. Exercise truth in love, and we will grow. When we are truthful, we are sincere, we are not hypocritical in the love, this agape love, which is a self inconveniencing love, where I convenience myself for the next person. If we do it truthfully, it allows the growth which is brought about by God only, not a pastor. I can't grow anyone. Even myself, I can't grow myself.
Yeah.
It is God. But when I obey and I unconditionally love my brethren, the ability of God, which causes growth in me, causes growth in the next believer, will cause us to supply to the ligament, that is the grouping to which we come together, that workshop which we come. By the way, when we get to what we call a church meeting, it's actually going to a workshop where I am sharing what the Father has given me from the gift that he has given me. I'm bringing my share. You are bringing your share. It's not an entertainment center that they are today, where we only go there to watch one a group of people dancing, singing, and doing their thing there on the stage, regardless of where they were last night. And then you also have one man or one woman standing there and ranting and puffing and acting, and then when they are finished, we are happy, the show is over.
Sure.
That is not how our church meetings should be. They should be where each one of us brings their share, according to Ephesians. And then when we do that, there is an effectuating by the ability of God in every one of us to actually grow us into the building of the body now, manifesting. And because it's a spiritual exercise, it gets to be picked up in the spirit by those who are thirsting, by those who are hungering. That is why they will find there is something which these guys have which I need. It's that reconciliation need which you'd have avenue. He wants to reconcile human beings to himself. And when we become that way, we become effective towards our neighbors, because then we don't even have to invite them to say, come to my church, things are happening. They will come to our houses, to us, seeking solutions from us. And when they come to us, we don't send them to the magician at that building, whom we call a pastor or a prophet or whatever. We will share with them our experience of Christ. And when they have received the testimony to Christ, they won't go away unchanged.
I hear you quite well, Muruti. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let us hear what you say about this issue. And we are talking about the role of believers, the role of the church today in the land in which we find ourselves.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, here's a WhatsApp. This is from Renette, Chas Everett. Says, dear Ray, I totally agree with you. We are all one in Christ and parts of his bride. All nations, languages, and tribes. That is Renette there. And then Petra Small says, all good. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. You can drop us a voice note. It's 0826572729. Drop us a voice note or even send us a WhatsApp. Let's hear what you say about this issue. We're touching base on this, the issue of the duties of the church today. Have we neglected this? Are we just satisfied with our buildings packed up with people?
Kuthazeka njalo ngolwesibili ukuya kulwesihlanu ngo-8 ntambama ohlelweni lethu olubizwa ngohlala nathi. Lalela abafundisi abaningi bashumayela izwi lenkosi elikunika ithemba enhlizweni yakho. Lalela ukhule enkosini kuRadio Pulpit 657 AM.
Right, 657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You can also call us. It is 012-334-1322. Let us hear from you as to what you say about this. Indeed, there's quite a lot that the church can do, especially in the time where we find ourselves. And the church can do quite a lot. There's a lot, you know, to even boost the morale of the nation. There's quite a lot to shed the light, you know, into the church, and that people should see what is really taking place. So send us your WhatsApps or even give us a shout. 012-334-1322, that's the number to dial. And the WhatsApp, it's 0826572729.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
All right, this one is from Leseo. It says, good evening, Pastor Ray. John chapter 13, verses 34. Jesus left us with a command that we should love one another as he loved us. When there's love, automatically caring is there, selflessness is there, and peace is also there. If the church doesn't have love, how will it spread the love of God outside? How will it save people from this darkness? Because the love of God is light. If churches could start spreading the love within itself, then it will be much easier to overcome this darkness with the light of God. That is a message from Lesego there. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let us hear what you say.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
All right, and this is also very important because we seem to have branded, if you can look into the nation, I don't know, I'm an investigative journalist, so I investigate many issues, and I'm also a scholar, you know, I look into many issues. And one of the issues that I have seen, which had permeated even through 1994 up to now, as a youth and even now as an adult, I can attest to the fact that people are still branding each other as enemies in South Africa. The brand of enmity is there, even though no one is saying anything about it. And the word is saying quite a lot with regards to this branding of people, you know, that we brand one another as enemies. And this is what it says. In Exodus 23, verses 4, it says, if you meet your enemy's ox, or his donkey going astray, you shall surely bring it back to him. Which means you shall do good to those people whom you have branded as your enemy. Yeah. And then when you look in 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 22, it says, but he answered, you shall not kill them. Would you kill those whom you have taken captive with your sword and your bow? Set food and water before them, that they may eat and drink and go to their master. You shall not kill them. The word says so. You shall not kill them. So any slogan that says kill, you shall not. You shall not do that. The word says you shall not do that. And I'm not taking sides. I'm speaking the word. Anyone that you brand as your enemy, you shall not kill. Job chapter 31, verses 29. If I have rejoiced at the destruction of him who hated me, or lifted up myself when evil found him, then what am I? What good is my faith and my light if I gloat at the demise of those whom I have branded as enemies? how better can I say I am? Proverbs 24:17 says, do not rejoice when your enemy falls, and do not let your heart be glad when he stumbles. Ah, here's another phenomena in South Africa that we really need to work on. And as the church, we have a responsibility to teach about this. People gloat at the demise of their enemies, those whom they have branded as enemies. And others had become acculturated to the fact that these people are their enemies. They actually haven't done anything to you. But somewhat, somehow, you were acculturated into that. Proverbs 25, verses 21, if your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat, and if he's thirsty, give him water to drink. Not a bullet. Not an insult. Not a name calling. Feed him. Take care of him. Nourish him. That's what we're supposed to teach. Buruti, what comes to mind? We seem to have overlooked this. I don't know if it is deliberate, but there is a brand called enmity in South Africa, and we have been overlooking it.
Yeah. Mm. I'm going to go to John chapter 12, and I believe it's verse 24 I'm looking for. Let me see. It says, amen. Mm. Amen. I said to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone.
Mm.
But if it dies off, it bears much fruit.
Mm.
Verse 25. He who likes his soul will lose it. And he who hates his soul in this world will keep it towards eternal life.
Mm.
And that is where we have stumbled.
Hmm.
That Yeshua spoke about himself as a grain which was alone, because he was the only one of his kind, Son of God. Different from all of us. He could have lived because he never sinned.
Mm.
However, because he wanted to produce more like himself, he allowed himself like a grain of wheat to fall to the ground and die off, so that he can produce you, me, all those that say they are born of God.
Mm.
But now, verse 25 speaks to us. If I like my soul so much that I preserve it, I'm going to lose it. If I hate my soul, my own soul, the soul of God, I hate it. For the sake of Yeshua HaMashiach and the gospel, then I am going to gain it towards eternal life.
Mm.
If I have somebody, okay, let's be nice to ourselves this evening, my brother.
Yeah.
I say, they are my enemies because they have branded me an enemy. I didn't brand them an enemy.
Mm.
They are the ones who said I'm their enemy. Now, if I die to self, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, they have actually called me an enemy, and so I'm justified to treat them as they treat me. I am called on to die to self, to hate myself. When they are in trouble, I must be the first one who runs out to help them.
Mm.
In that way, I'm following in the footsteps of my master who died for me. I don't die physically. I die in my wants. I reject that which I want the most. and embrace what the father wants the most. It's as simple as all that, but it's very difficult, my brother, because we don't want to do it. We want something that sounds nice, which is, we call it excellence. When we are doing our things, we call them excellence. But in the eyes, in the sight of you, they are rubbish. Because what pleases him is a contrite heart.
Yes.
David speaks about it and he says, you will never reject the contrite heart in a spirit that is shattered. And that's what we are called to, my brother. And that's why if we say, I'm a teacher of the word, then I must remember what James said. Not many of us should call ourselves teachers, because teaching the word of God is not teaching the things which the world teaches. It is teaching the things which the Father teaches, and they are diametrically opposed. And when you teach the things which the Father wants, many walk away from you because they say it's a hard saying. Who can accept that? And how do we know that? Because they did it to the Master. When he said, eat my flesh, drink my blood, he said, this man wants to make us a cannibal. They walked away. And he explained that his flesh is his word. Obey my word. And in the picture of David expressing his desire, the desire of his soul, that he would like to drink water from that well which he knows in Bethlehem, which is so cool water, sweet water. Three of his young men hazarded their own souls. They went behind enemy lines. Bethlehem was surrounded by enemy. But they managed to get in, get the water for David and come out. And when he was supposed to drink it, he said, no way, I can't drink this. I will be drinking the blood of these young men who have hazarded their souls.
Sure.
Showing us that when we hazard our souls, that is the blood. And when Jesus said, drink my blood, he was saying, hazard your souls the same way I have hazarded my soul. And when you do that, you have eternal life. My brother, this is not a high theological stuff. It's simple instructions from the Messiah. But we don't want the instructions from the Messiah. We want to talk about our revelations. We want to talk about, come to this meeting, your future will be revealed. What future? A future which has an end. Because whatever the prophet tells you, is going to come to an end when the true prophet comes to consummate all prophets and close the book on prophecies. It's time we understood as believers that we have been given a serious mandate. And that mandate does not need me to go to Bible school. In order to carry it out. I'm not saying Bible school is bad or is wrong. No, I'm just trying to point that it needs me to be prepared to obey. And this thing was spoken even long before the Messiah came. I read somewhere in Isaiah, and I'm going to read it, chapter 50, verse 10. And it shook me, my brother. When I read this, I realized that, you know, the Father has always been serious about what he says. It says, who is among you that fears you never be? let him obey the voice of his servant. And that servant is the disciplined servant. And that is the one in Luke where they said, and the child grew. It's the same way. Meaning the disciplined grew. Who is that disciplined? Jesus. He says, obey his voice. You that go in darkness and are not light, trust in the name of Yahweh and rely upon God. He came to those who sat in darkness. Matthew chapter 4 tells us, as the great light. He said it in John chapter 8, in John chapter 12, he said it, that he is the light. And he said, when we believe him and trust him, we are the light. So if anybody is in darkness, these poor people who do not know what they are doing, they are wearing suits, they are wearing nice dresses, but they don't know what they are doing when they take decisions against Israel. And I'm not saying Netanyahu is any better. All I'm saying is, the Father says, be careful how you handle Israel. Whether they are full of sins or not, it's not the issue. The issue is, obey the voice of the servant of God. Yeshua HaMashiach. Be on the right side of the Son of God. He's the Son. Be sure to handle yourself well, because human beings' wisdom is more foolish than the foolishness of God. And it's time that we who are in Christ should realize the mandate which we are carrying. These people who do not know Christ, they are in darkness. We must shine the light so that they should come out. If we came out of that darkness ourselves by God's grace, we owe it to them to shine the light of God to them, so that they should also realize the grace of God and come out of it. Our nation is at the forefront of finding fault with Israel. And as sure as Yahweh lives, anyone that is taking upon themselves that position, they are taking a dangerous position. Because in Zechariah he says he's going to cause nations to find Jerusalem a heavy burden, a heavy stone. They may get all accolades from everybody in the world that you are doing the right thing. But I find the word of God saying, you fools, who has bewitched you? And we should help our nation, not by blaming them, but we should take our position and repent on their behalf. Like Daniel repented on behalf of his people. Like Nehemiah repented on behalf of his people. That they might see the grace of God and the mercy of God. We mustn't be like what's happening in America. America is the shining light for any nation to see that it's possible that in a nation, the majority of people can believe in Christ. But they have lost it. I'm sorry to say it publicly, they have lost it, because they had big heads about them being a Christian nation. Today, they are insulting their president against the word of God, which says we should honor those who are in authority.
I hear you.
It is God who judges them. When they even go to the point of, and mainly, if you can look, the group that is against Biden, they claim to be Christian. They are my brother. They are my sister. I've listened to them many times, them being interviewed. And when they come into a groupie, flags which say Jesus are more than any other flag. Now, it says something about what we are preaching, what we are painting. I'm just showing Americans their problems, and we also have our own problems in regard to presenting Christ properly. We are not realizing the days we are in, that they are the days of lawlessness. They are the days where the love of God, the God kind of love that we have been given, is growing cold because we are more concerned about emotional things. We don't want to die to self. If we will die to self, He opens our eyes to actually see the true path He wants us to follow as Christians in order to bring the good news, the gospel, to our communities. Bring the good news, the gospel, to our nation and disciple them.
Sure.
He will ask us when we stand before you, what did you do with the mandate where I send you to your own nation? Look what you presented to them. You presented a broken Jesus, a fallible Jesus. You presented a sinful Jesus. You didn't present my son who was without defect, but he became sin that you might become impeccable. And I wanted you to go as an ambassador, to go and bring this true message to those who were in sin, that they also could be impeccable through the death and resurrection of the one without defect, who indeed became a sin, that they could have a chance to be saved.
I hear you. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. We are talking about the role of the church in our community and what it should all be about. And much of the times we seem to have missed the mark. You know, when it comes to the role of the church, we basically have ignored some of the things that we are supposed to do in our community.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Send me a WhatsApp. 082-657-2729. That's 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on this issue. And so much is actually taking place, and there's so much that the church can do, and it looks like sometimes we look the other way. Babongani.
Thatheke leli thuba ngibingelele kuwe mfundisi uRay, ngibingelele ke nangifundisi uMraka, ngibingelele nakubalaleli bonke beRadio Pulpit egameni lika Jesu Christu oyinkosi nomsindisi weimpilo zethu. Isihloko esithi Duties of the Church to the Communities. Imisebenzi yebandla emphakathini. To make disciples, preach the gospel of the kingdom of God, teaching exactly what Jesus taught, Mark chapter 16, verse 15. And he said to them, go into all world and preach the gospel to every creature. Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. Leli vangeli lombuso liya kushunyayelwa ezweni lonke. Kube ngubufakazi ezizweni zonke andukuba kufike ukuphela. The church proclaims the goodness of God and provides a clear direction towards living a life of fulfillment connection. The church must be appealing to the community, attract the people from afar, share the word to non-believers, respect and love the people. 3 John 6, who have borne witness of your love before the church? If you send them forward on their journey in a manner worthy of God, you will do well. Tell the people about the love of God. Never judge the people when you are preaching. We are to walk smart. Keep in touch with Christians. We are to invite and visit their home. Be an example, a good one. We must have tender affection for people. Welcome them, serve them, become kind to them, tenderly compassionate, comfort and build them, be peaceable to them, have intense love for them. Romans chapter 15, verse 7. Therefore, receive one another, just as Christ also received us, to the glory of God. The church is a place where people find spiritual guidance, support, and encouragement. It offers a place of worship, prayer, teaching, and fellowship, nurturing individuals in their faith journey. The church must develop a Christian mind and be committed to do so. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We are to cultivate Christian world thinking so that we can bring a difference. Our house will be in order so that we can speak effectively to the communities. Christian minds are dependent on scriptural understanding. The church is to be a conservator of the truth, holding fast the tradition, maintaining the body of doctrine committed to the church. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8 to 14. We can't read that, it is too long. The church will teach individuals to be responsible citizens. Tell the communities who is God. There is an answer to suffering and evil. There is meaning for life. There is hope for life. There is life after death. They can be forgiven. They are loved. The church can support people who are going through difficulties, help keep peace and harmony in the community. Development is the key to manifest true word of God. Improve the well-being of communities around their vicinity through social and economic community development programs. Focus area in community development is health, education, spiritual well-being, social, family life, community empowerment, and livelihood. Fight poverty in community. The church use of its facilities for various activities meant for community development. Churches are a public service to the surrounding communities. Churches must be transparent within their communities, making a difference in people's everyday lives with the believers as well as the community. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Jesus said, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Christ looked at the needs of the people, provided it, and then began to preach out the good deeds. The church today must live up to its true services, meeting the needs of the people. We should go to the non-believers and should remember the poor. I thank you. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate. May the Father bless you abundantly, sir. Thank you for your time.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Right, we're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. And you can talk to us there. We are touching base on this, the issue of the social responsibilities and duties of believers today. And are we, and when we look at the things that are happening in our country, in our land, can we say without a doubt that we are playing our part quite well? As the word says, I spoke about the branding of enmity, the branding of strangers. We have branded each other also as strangers. You know, we've branded each other as enemies. And it is one of the saddest things that can ever happen. Now, when you look into Matthew chapter 5, verses 44, it says, "But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you." Are we doing this, Muruti? Bless, it says, bless, it says, I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. This is something that I don't think we do quite well, because if you can look at the way we rant, when I say rant, you know, the way we hurl insults at each other, it's just sad. Let us listen also to Mam Maureen just after this.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Mam Maureen, good evening.
Greetings to you, my brother.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Niyamuzwa ubabunga niyakhuluma lapho. Brother Ray, you are a pastor. I'm a pastor.
Yes, ma'am.
You are quoting my verse. I don't know ukuthi ngempela yena uyini lapho. Umfundisi. You are quoting my verse. So I don't know ukuthi ngempela, is he really a pastor or is just quoting ama verses? Ngicela ukubuza, I mean, I've got a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Ngoba ngiyazi ukuthi ngempela singenelwe abantu abazibiza ukuthi bango prophet. Bazibiza ukuthi bangani, bayini, bayiloku, bayiloku. Brother Ray,
yes,
masibe neqiniso. Lo muntu okhuluma right now, babongani. May I please ask ukuthi he's just bringing verses ukuthi sizozwa ukuthi uyalaza iBhayibheli, or is he a born again Christian? Ngicela ukubuza lokho ukuthi umfundisi uyini? That is my question. Ngani ngoba asikwazi ukuthi sithina sihlale silalele abantu bazibiza ukuthi bangabefundisi, bangabeprofethi, beloku becamba amanga, benganawo even amaphepha okushumayela. My brother in the Lord, take charge. Don't allow people to come there bazokhuluma intando yabo, not the will of God. Ngani ngoba thina singabefundisi, sinawo amaphepha okushumayela okukhuluma okwenza intando kaNkulunkulu. So the people who are bringing verses lapho, kushukuthi bona bafuna ukusazisa ukuthi bona they can read the Bible. I don't know ukuthi upastor or uyini. Brother Ray, I am bringing this to you, my brother in the Lord. Thank you very much. Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am. Thank you so much. Thank you for the WhatsApp. I really appreciate. I have never asked Ubabongani if umfundisi. Neither do I know of any qualification that one has to have in order to quote the word. I really don't have an idea there. But anyone is free to call into the show and speak as the Spirit of the Father, the Living Father, the Holy Spirit, guides and leads them. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. It doesn't seem to be the case amongst us, Muruti Muraka, in that much of the times there's quite less of this command being followed. We're taking your calls 012-334-1322. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Hello, kunjani Pastor?
Ngiyaphila, kunjani Puti?
Ngiyaphila, ngulisa nefamily ya
Siyabonga.
Ya, usithi ngivune sibheke lapho ukuthi i-casting yawo. Iti abayi kuzigekha amakhanda awo. Bamazipuculi izilevu emacaleni. Bamazicabi futhi emzimbeni.
Ya.
Nawufunda iBhayibheli lesiNgisi lapho kulevithi ka-21. Uphinde futhi ivule lapho kufunda esali. Iti Christ must not shave their fears.
Ya.
Or shave off their edges of their beards. Or cut their bodies. Ukuthi iBhayibheli liyalo ukuthi sitho samatiso. Ya, ivumelile iBhayibheli imfundiso ukuthi uNkulunkulu lo asithe bona kumele siwamukele lokho Dievu sakhiwa uNkulunkulu.
Ya.
Ya, manje ukuthi ngesinye lapho futhi baseKorinte bokuqala. Kulafini. Isaiya 14.
Yes, sir.
Ithi imvelo uqobo lwayo ayinifundisi yinye ukuthi uma indoda inezimele ezinde kwisazo kuyo. Nokuthi uma isazo ezinde kuludubo kuyela. Ngokuba uphiwe izimele zibe yisingoda. Kepha uma umuntu efuna ukuphika intwane asinawo umkhuba onjalo thina. Namandla enkulunkulu wabanawo. Ya ukuthi ufana nale nkonzo yami engifontakile yabona.
Ya.
Ya ngale ngisho negama mara ukuthi ayifoni indevu mara indevu ma kuthiwa sizekazeka kuNkulunkulu yibona indaba mfuthi. Kanje futhi umthetho kaNkulunkulu loyo kushuthi ma siyifusa asikwamukelile uNkulunkulu asiphe kona. Bese nale ndaba yokuthi abomama mabahlale ngelele. Ayikwamukelile mara ithi iBhayibheli kuyinale nazo isembozi yabona njengamadukula abawathwala. Ya, ithi into yakhona ezemkolweni esisontakile. Manje mina kile ngiyo ngabisela uNkulunkulu ngisaseli nami. And amamatebo ngifuna ubona ukuthi awuphelelakhe ngoba ngiyayeka wami yabona.
Ya.
Ya ngiyayeka ngoba ngiyabona ukuthi hayi lo akusiyo umthetho kaNkulunkulu. Ngiyabonga.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu. Inkosi ikubusise bhuti wami. Ngiyabonga.
Okay.
All right. We take your calls. You can still give us a shot. You can take one more. If there are those who want to respond to what Mom Maureen has said, you are free to do so. 012-334-1322. You can talk to us directly there. And we are talking about the social responsibilities of the church. Here in our land, can we say without a doubt that we are following the social responsibilities of the church according to the word? Because at times it seems like this is not happening quite well. Now, Moruti, I was reading Matthew chapter 5, verses 44. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. Are we doing that, or we have become war zones also on our part? Mruti, finally.
Yeah, my brother, that verse which you are reading, it's a high standard verse. In terms of the standard is high of following Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if somebody hates you, how do you do good for them? If somebody abuses you, how do you pray for them? When they persecute you? In this world, what we say is, either you defend yourself against them,
or you put distance between you and yourself. I mean, social media is full of get rid of those that are hateful, those that are negative vibes, whatever the people say. But listen to verse 45. After he has said, you must bless those who curse you. You must love your enemy. You must do good to those who hate you and pray for those who abuse you and persecute you.
Mm.
He said, the reason is so that you become sons of your Father in heaven. You are already children of the Father. For you to become his sons, meaning to mature into sonship, you need to hate your soul. Because your soul will say, if somebody hates you, your soul will say, no, don't do them good. They are toxic to you. If somebody is your enemy, it will say, no, you can't love that person. The least you can do, in fact, the best you can do for them is to be indifferent to them.
Mm.
That is your own soul will be saying that. But if you hate your soul, you will do the will of the Father. You will reject your own will, Garabo. You will do the will of the Father. Why? Because you want to mature from a child of God into a son of God. Because he wants us to grow into that. Why? Because his nature is that. He makes the sun shine for everyone who is good and everyone who is wicked. He makes the rain come down for everyone who is righteous and for everyone who is unrighteous. He doesn't say, okay, I'll give the unrighteous heat and the righteous rain. No, he just gives. And who tells us this? It is the Messiah himself. And when he finishes off, he says, if you do this, therefore you shall be perfect like your Father in heaven is perfect. We Christians like to say this. We are not perfect, and it's true. But we are expected while we are here on earth. When we obey the Spirit of God and his word, to grow up, to mature up into perfection. Perfection is maturity. And for us to reach perfection, we are being told what to do. We ought to hate our own soul and do the will of the Father. Basically, hating our souls is hating what we want and embracing what the Father wants. And he tells us clearly what he wants. Babu Bongane shared a verse. I think it's him. I may be wrong. If I'm wrong, please forgive me. But I think he shared this verse that is in Romans chapter 12 of being refreshed in our mind, transformed by the refreshing of our mind. And what I like there, it says, we will then prove what is the perfect will of the... You see, when once we change in this, we are actually proving something. We are proving the perfect will of the Father away from our own will. And as my last word, yes. I want to say, me, I'm blessed when Babongani shares the word. Like today, I was really blessed. I don't know what Mamorin saw, and I won't judge her, and I won't even say. I'm just saying it's sad for me that maybe there is a disjuncture there. But on my side, I was really blessed by the verses which came across, because this is the word of God. May God be glorified, my brother.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Muruti. Thank you very much. Next week, we will be touching base again on the issue of the sovereignty and the divine control of our Father. What do we mean when we speak of the sovereignty and the divine control of our Father? Because we need to look into these things and not overlook them. And these will build us together into understanding the rule of the Father and to obey his commandments, and so that we can do that which he wants us to do. It's very important also there. Muruti, thank you so much. Pass my regards at home and my love, and say to them, I love them abundantly. May the Father bless you, sir.
Yeah, brother, I thank you. I will do that. And please pass also my regards to your family. Let them enjoy on my behalf. I wish I were.
Yeah, I will tell them. I will tell them.
I wish I was there.
Yeah, I will tell them. We have a virtual a meeting right now at 8:30. So I will tell them. Okay. I'll tell them.
Just tell them. Yeah. We really love them.
Thank you so much, Muruti. Much blessings and good night to you, sir. All right then. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you so much for these words of encouragement. I really appreciate it. Thank you for your calls and your WhatsApps. Thank you very much for listening through. And we give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. He always guides us in his way by his Holy Spirit. He teaches us all truth, and we appreciate that. Coming up next, it is Dr. Mabunda from Mirei Tuda Raba.
Words of truth and value. You'll find it on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.